Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning. We've got a big day of racing today. At Dubbo, Vince Gordon's there. Good morning, Vince.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. You're certainly right. We have got a lovely day's racing ahead of us.
Magnificent. Now, have you had any rain at all recently?
Yeah, look, we had 4 mil of rain yesterday across the city, which is perfect. We also had a couple of mil of irrigation go on. The rain was late yesterday afternoon. So we're probably looking at around 5.5 mil going on the track in the last 48 hours. Track's currently rated a good 4 and sets itself up nicely for some nice racing.
All right, terrific. You got a good day there today too. $30,000 minimum prize money per race.
Yeah, look, absolutely. A showcase day. A couple of feature races today. We start off with our Silver Goblet, our two-year-old. That's our first race at 12:20. We then go in later in the day. We've got our new Country Classic, our Winter Country Classic Series final, which has been spectacular. That's for the Benchmark 58ers. And then, of course, we've got our Rhino Cup, being our Chamber of Commerce race day. Our Rhino Awards are being launched here today, and the Rhino Cup will round out the feature races for the day. So, mate, all's well for a great day. The fog's lifted. We had a pea super of a fog this morning, but it's lifted now, and as we know, we usually get a great day after fog.
You do, and Vince, I mentioned, Hoss mentioned yesterday about the length of the name of one of your races, Race 7. Come on, the Regional Australia, can you do it?
Yeah, Regional Australia in Scotland.
Come on, Vince, you fell at the third.
Regional Australia Insurance Solutions Winter Country Classic.
No, you left out two words, Dubbo and Final, and the Benchmark 58 Showcase Handicap.
Mate, as long as we give our sponsor a plug, the Regional Australia Insurance Solutions.
And you tell them the title will take longer to read than the race will take to run.
That's it. Hey, mate, this is our Everest. We're saying this is our Everest. So it's been a very well-received series.
Fantastic.
77 noms for the original qualifying races, and country-only races, country trainers have appreciated it. So a big thank you to Racing New South Wales and the club, of course, for putting it on.
Terrific. And your charter next year is to try and come up with a race title longer, Vince, okay?
Or shorter.
No. That's your goal, all right?
Righto, let's see how we roll.
Good on you, Vince. Have a great day.
You too,
Vince Gordon at Dubbo. 13 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Mick Wallace joins me now. Morning, Mick.
Good morning, Cozzy.
Yeah, we got the first today. This one's a bit shorter, the King's Hall Jewelers Handicap. Now, one Colescent, 260, two Denace, $5, three Baker's, 321, number four Iger, 320, five Pure Ali, 81, six Witness Collector, 81, seven Papa John, 10, eight out, nine Alaskan Aura, 16, 10 Matter of Factor, 21, 11 Joy and Peace, 21, 12 Love Me Quietly, 14, 13 Robin Gura, 34. Favourite, 260, number one Colescent.
My numbers here, 1, 4, 2, and 6 in the Silver Goblet. I'm going with that Colescent here. It was coming off a 5-week break when showing speed, ultimately winding up in second spot behind the Doctor's Son. I thought it was a pretty good effort. I got out to the centre of the track, wanted to wander around a little bit under pressure, but race experience counts for a lot in these two-year-old races, and I just think Colescent's got the runs on the board. For Iger, he's a representative from the Brett Kavanagh yard, and this horse has trialled up quite nicely as well, did manage to win a Newcastle trial coming from last, beating Perfect, and then won a Musselbrook trial, beating Too Big Fari, showing plenty of speed. So has been pretty adaptable in the trials and looks a ready-made racehorse. As far as the third selection goes, we'll go with Denace from the Brett Thompson yard. Won the Silver Goblet Prelude to Dubbo, going back a couple of starts, and then wasn't disgraced. Went second to Washington Towers in the Gold Nugget at Bathurst last time. And we'll throw in six Witness Collector. This is a first starter from the Michael Lunn yard. This is a son of Star Witness who trialled okay to Wellington recently behind Invincible Thunder. 1, 4, 2, and 6 in race number one.
All right, now race two. One is out. Two at the Fuss, 270. Three Egyptian Amulet is 420. Number four, Egyptian Pharaoh, 19. Five, Tayrose, 19. Six, Expellable, 290. Seven, Commodus, 71. Number eight, Bell Twister, 31. Nine, Pure Phyllis, 71. 10, Glamour Factor, 19. 11, Call Me Trinity, 19. Number 12, Wee Lassie, 31. 13, Maggie's Time, 71. 14, Babylon Express, 71. 15 is On Song, 151. And 16 is out. Favourite here, number two, What the Fuss, at $2.70.
I think What the Fuss will be very hard to beat today. Cody Nestor puts the polish on this horse. whose form's really good, has its hoof right on the till. Second, a Little Miss Nick and Chevron Prince to Dubbo back on the 5th of May. That was over the 1,100 metres. And it looked the winner there at one stage. Chevron Prince have finished third in that race, has since come out and won, so that form looks okay. Last start was back to the 900 metres and defeated All Bar Stralex over the scamper there and was brave in defeat. The horse that finished third in that, Pelazina, has since come out and won at Wellington and looked like a world beater. So once again, that form looks to be franked. What the Fuss on top to beat three, which is Egyptian Amulet. This is a first starter, beautifully bred by Zoustar out of a group one winning mare, Our Egyptian Rain. Won a recent scone trial on the 5th of June, defeating Papa John, coming from off the pace that day. I might be looking for a little bit more ground in time, but I'm sure it'll run well. We'll throw in that 9, Pure Phyllis, who trialled really well at Wagga before turning in a disappointing performance, finishing at 10th of 12 behind Red Russian at Wellington. I just get the feeling that Phyllis is a little bit better than what she showed us there at Wellington. And we'll throw in that 6, Expellable, from the Cameron Crockett Yard. Ex-Bjorn Baker, yet to place in 4 career starts, but recently bolted in a scone trial, defeating Scat Jack on the 5th of June. 2, 3, 9, and 6, race number 2.
Third event, 1 Anna's Joy, $5, 2 Absolute Ripper, $9.50, 3 Gwyneth, $5.50, 4 Molasses, $8.50, 5 Jet Girl, $4.00, 6 Princess Lottie, $11, number 7 BOK, $5, 8 Jilly Mooch, $41, 9 Canizaro, $12, number 10 Star of Zazoo, $23, 11 Snippity Snip, $101, 12 Slickster, $151, 4.00, 5 Jet Girl.
Well, there's basically 10 leaders in this race, so I don't know how it'll pan out, but they'll go like the clappers, no doubt about that. I've marked them 5, 1, 4, and 3, going with Jet Girl. She's a really accomplished sprinter. She's had the 16 starts, 6 wins, and 4 minor placings. So she's rarely far from the action. Has a very good record here at Dubbo over the track and distance, having had 3 starts in Dub Vegas for 2 wins and a minor placing. Now, we've seen her be quite effective in the past, going forward and leading, or if not leading, sitting up outside the lead. I don't think she needs to be right up there in the firing line to win today, particularly coming back to the 1,000 metres. If she can just sit off them, she does have a turn of foot. And I thought the run at Hawkesbury last start behind Taking Everything was very good, finishing third there in a benchmark 64 over the 1,100 metres. And it did cover ground that day. 1 Anna's Joy looks well suited here, down the track at Rosehill last time, and was never really a factor there, but earlier on, this preparation was around with Winner on the Kensington track, and you go back a couple of starts, finished fourth in the Wagga Town Plate, not beaten far by Ghostly, so you would think that's pretty good form for a race like this. A former Molasses goes into the numbers, mainly due to the fact that I think there's going to be so much speed on here, and this is one of only a couple of horses that likes to camp off the speed. 1,000 metres is probably a bit short of Molasses' best trip, but he was unlucky behind Medavina last time there at Canterbury when beaten 3 lengths, covering plenty of ground. 3 Gwyneth looks another live hope, short course specialist with a very good fresh record. Our last preparation finished third at Flemington in a benchmark 84 behind Bob and Barty. So that's very, very strong form. Good field, 5, 1, 4, and 3.
The fourth one, American Honor, 41. 2 Banff is $6.50. 3 Bozer is $7.50. 4 Carnegie's Monaco, $23. 5 Mano, $7.50. 6 Ring Marn is $21. Number 7, the Cat Factor, $15. 8 the Exchequer, $4.20. Number 9, Catwalk Queen, 41. 10, Elevar Rock, 19. 11, Jamara, $4. 12, Precious Ali, 41. 13, Southern Strategy, 11. 14, Thursday Star, 34. 15, 16, 17, 18 out. 4 even favourite, number 11, Jamara.
I've gone 2, 11, 7 and 10 here. Putting Banff on top. Now, this horse from the Rodney at Northern Yards only had a couple of starts. I wasn't far away at Mudgee on debut. And then last start, Banff was probably his own worst enemy, I should say, when finishing third behind High Court, raced fiercely in the early stages, had a little bit of trouble getting clear running in the straight, and in the end battled away well to get into the placings that day. That was over the 1,400 metres, comes back to 1,300 today on the big track. There's been a lot of gear changes for Banff this afternoon. Greg Ryan on board. I think it's the value at the $6.50. 11 Jamara has had 2 starts for 2/3 placings. Looked very smart on debut when finishing third behind All Too Good. That was at Orange back on the 8th of January. And then was straight up to the 1,300 metres, and it was a bridge too far, finishing third behind Rebe Reimer before going for a spell. The trial recently at Bathurst behind some pretty accomplished stablemates in Alcatran, I Am Capitan and Electrified was very good, finishing fourth. Never really asked to do too much. Matthew Carl rode Jamara in the trial. and he's on board again here today. Seven, the Cat Factor, I thought was an outsider with a hope. It's fourth at Euro Air at Scone last time over the 1,100 metres and looked to be travelling okay at the top of the straight. Persisted for inside passage, got buffeted, and a little bit unlucky. Can improve here. I think it'll be suited on the bigger track. 10 Oliver Rock was an eye-catcher first up at Wellington when fifth behind Red Russian and then was wide throughout when failing behind Magnolia Power at Scone last time. Can bounce back. 2.11, 7 and 10.
Fifth event, now one Sugar Dance, 290, two Cool and Neat, $5, three Martin Place, pick 280, four Lemma Hilton, 10, five Annecy, 950, six Eddie Blinken Day, $9, seven Sonic Girl, 13, eight out, nine Emma Baker, 126, 10 Percussion, 126, favourite 280, three Martin Place, pick.
What a great race this is. Tempo will be key here. I've gone 4, 5, 3, and 6, but the chances don't stop there. I'm going with Lemma Hilton at a little bit of value. I thought this mare was a little bit unlucky in the Goorey Cup at Mudgee over the mile back on the 18th of May. Tracked up behind the leaders and just couldn't get any clear air. I bounced back at Scone last time when performing above market expectations, winning a benchmark 66, defeating Buddy Ode. Had she been beaten that day, she would have been something licked. She was crawling all over their backs. The gap presented late and she dived through and got the cash. She's got a pretty good record here at Dubbo. She's had three starts at the track and distance for two wins. And she gets in on the minimum here, just 54 kilos on her back. Did carry 58.5 when winning at Scone last time. Five Annecy is a horse that we've black booked off its most recent run. And it finished fourth at Dubbo behind Sugar Dance. And she got miles out of the ground that day. Was brought to the extreme outside and was closing off well over the 1,300 metres, giving the impression that the mile will suit here today. Trier Martin Place pick continues to hold form. He's been up for quite some time. He was second at Wellington last time behind the inform. Sugar Dance was closing off nicely. I do prefer him at 1,400 metres as opposed to the 1,600 metres, but he was placed over the mile in the Gunnedah Cup two starts back. And a six Annie Blinken Day, he's a Dubbo Cup winner who does appreciate racing on the home track, has had a number of wins here at Dubbo. In fact, six of them from 15 attempts, and there's two from two at the track and distance, which includes that Dubbo Cup victory. 4, 5, 3, and 6, the numbers, race five.
Race five, one, The Frick is 5.50, two Nightspun, 26, three Bold Dapper, 126, four Thunder Zone, 5.50, five Fanny Chanel, 26, six Modern Family, 3.30, seven The Cyprian, 5.50, eight Hellstar, 17, nine Comzig, 6.50, 10 Sorry I'm Awesome, 17, 11 Snip Silver, 17, 12 Amaretto, 61, 13 Purely Royal is 26, and 14 Kazam, 126, 15, 16, 17 out. Favourite 3.30, six Modern Family.
Interesting race, this one. I've marked them 4, 6, 1, and 7. I think one of my top two selections will win. Putting Thunder Zone on top. This horse has had the 12 starts now. For a win and four minor placings, I thought the first up run was really good. I finished fifth behind Sip Hardison in a benchmark 58 at Dubbo over the 1,300 metres. Got a long way back and really closed off nicely at the end. Although this horse has never been tested over 1,600 metres, I've always figured that he would be suited out over a bit of ground, and he gets his chance today to reel them in, particularly if they run along a little bit in front. Modern Family's another one that'll probably be settling back in the second half of the field. Was super impressive winning a Class 1 and maiden plate here at Dubbo last start over the 1,600 metres coming from last. Rises a kilo and a half off that victory. Greg Ryan Sticks. Won the Frick, was third at Bathurst in a 58 behind Hainplane last time over the 1,800 metres. It's almost raced well at Dubbo. He's had six starts here for two wins and two minor placings. But he can race a little fierce, and he quite often brings himself undone. Seven, the Cyprian, is a winning chance as well. Was never on the track when third to Modern Family over the mile on the 27th of May. He just kept on grinding away after having a tough run in transit. 4, 6, 1, and 7.
Now, race seven, the Regional Australia Insurance Solutions Dubbo Winter Country Classic Final Benchmark 58 Showcase Handicap. Had to do it just for Vince. One Austin, $13. Two California Fox, $4.80. Three Pertain, $6.50. Four Squared, $13. Five About Time, $26. Six Skin Deep, $5. Seven Tulin Brook, $4.60. Eight Mark My Word, $13. Nine Griffin's Gaze, $26. Ten Ecstatically, $8.50. 11 Rose, say $12. 13 Out, $14. Tiny Bella, $41. 14 Purist, 126. 15 All Ellie, 61. 16, 17 out. Favourite, 460. 7 Tulin Brook.
I've marked them 6, 3, 10 and 7 here, putting Skin Deep on top. I've always had a bit of an opinion of that Skin Deep. I thought in time he'd measure up to be an open class type horse. Has been tested against better opposition than this, and I just get the feeling at his fourth run back from a spell today will be cherry ripe and ready to produce the goods. Finished third to California Fox last start, rocketing home from well back. California Fox just caught them all napping there last time, and geez, the Skin Deep closed off really well over the last little bit. Might be looking for a little bit more ground than the 1,300 metres, but I just think the horse is going really well. Gainer Williams is a tremendous trainer, and she'll have this horse ready to fire today. Three Pertains, a horse I've been keeping a close eye on. I was second in that same race, the Winner Country Classic qualifier last time over the 1,300 metres. Drew wide that day, and I thought it was a really good effort to place behind California Fox. 10, which is ecstatically hard to knock this horse, very consistent commodity. Second to Squared in the fillies and mares division of the qualifiers last time. The only win was over a similar distance range, over the 1,280 at Muscle Brook. And a 7-2-1 Brook had every chance when fourth to California Fox last start. Might have been suffering from a little bit of a second-up syndrome over after a dynamic win first up at Parks, but is in a good yard and looks a top-four chance. 6, 3, 10 and 7.
All right, we go to the eighth event. One out, number 2, Maiden Milan, 750. 3, Ansum, 19. Number 4, Mornay, 325. Chevron Prince, 650. 6, Fast Star, 19. 7, Joey's Chance, 440. 8, Red Rush, and 11. 9, Herzegovina is 550. 10, 11 out. 12, Diaveron, 31. 13, Fine Behind, 31. 14, Ginger Gypsy, 41. 15, 16, 17 out. 18, Court and Camera, $81. Favourite, 324, Mornay.
5, 9, 4 and 8 for me in the last, putting Chevron Prince on top. He did the right thing by us, winning his maiden at Dubbo last start over the 1,100 metres, defeating Friendly Venture and Cohenor Road. That followed a good placing behind Little Miss Nick and What the Fuss on debut. Has a tendency to be slow away, which is probably not going to help him as he steps up in grade, but geez, he was impressive winning that maiden last start. After being slow away, checked off heels mid-race, picked himself up, got caught behind a wall of horses, had to change direction. He changed legs there at one stage, but really, over the last little bit, he knuckled down nicely, and I think he's a pretty promising horse on the up. 9, Herzegovina's been very well backed. He's a bit of a nutcase, has been gelded over the break. You look at some of this horse's form last preparation, though, and it sort of jumps off the page. Finished third to Girl Tuesday there at one stage and did have a victory over Think Free. Has won a recent Scone trial, and if the money's anything to go by, it's sure to run well fresh. Mornay's only had the 3 starts for a win and a minor placing. We were with her on debut when she won there at Mudgee. She was tried in the Gosford Guineas, didn't measure up there, and then finished second behind Elenara at Nowra before going for a break. I was given a quiet time of it in a recent trial in town. 8, Red Russian, won at Wellington on the 20th of the 5th over the 900 metres. I questioned the form of that race, but it was a really good effort. It was caught 3 wide, no cover throughout, and just kept on finding the line. 5, 9, 4 and 8 in the last.
What's your good things? Anything stand out?
I do like race 2, number 2, What the Fuss. I really think this horse has got its hoof right on the tilt and is ready to break through. And I'm warming to the horse from the Gainer Williams Yard race, 7, number 6, Skin Deep. If they run along a little bit in this, I think it might be the horse that finishes over the top of them.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Mick. Have a great day.
Thanks, Cosy.